Evan Crawford, every winter there are a couple of guys who get added to the 40-man roster who the fans will look at and think, I never heard of that guy. Last year, one of those guys was Joel Carreño, who comes up and has a .150 ERA in the big leagues. This year, it's you. Now, obviously, a lot of it has to do with timing and how long you've been around and when you've been drafted. But were you surprised to be added to the 40, or were you just kind of happy that they had enough confidence not to expose you?
I was excited, to say the least. I was definitely excited and maybe a little surprised. I was just trying to go about my business this year and not even really think about it, just try to play the game and you know, win the season, which we did in New Hampshire, which was the top of my list this year. So it was just exciting for me, really, to get the chance to do that.
That's something else to do with the rebuilding of this whole Blue Jays minor league system that's been going on over a couple of years, is that the minor league teams are now winning, and winning on a regular basis, and a championship for the Fisher Cats, like you said. I mean, that's icing on the cake.
Oh, it was awesome. It was be remembered for a long time for me, for probably forever. And just the excitement of, you know, a lot of the guys that I came up with since draft day, we've been playing together, and just the grind of minor league baseball, and then being able to celebrate on the last pitch of the year is pretty exciting. Look around, see those guys, you know, and the guys you've been, even the guys we met last year. It's a long season, so just the grind of a season, just being able to celebrate with those guys and, you know, embrace some guys, and it was a lot of fun.
And some of those guys are in this room right now, and, you know, Anthony Gose, and of course we just spoke to Drew Hutchison, who was only up for 3 starts. Nestor Molina's up for 5. You guys got some pretty huge boosts on the mound there at the end of the year.
They were our aces. They came in and did a phenomenal job. It was exciting to see those guys just come up and you know, not even hesitate at all to come in and step up big for us, and it was just fun to watch, really.
Tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your game, because haven't seen you at a big league camp yet, though we will this year, and most of the people who are listening to this have no clue.
That's all right.
They will.
Yeah, I started out as a starting pitcher when I got drafted, and then just kind of gradually did a little relief, and then this past year was my first time full relief out of the bullpen, and I just tried to, you know, embrace it as much as I could, and learned a lot from the older guys we had this year in New Hampshire, and a way of how to prepare yourself every day, because you may have a chance to pitch every day, and so just trying to pick up a game plan every day for myself and preparation, and that's just kind of how I've rolled this year, I think.
Here with the big club, you've got John Farrell, who's the manager. They had Pat Henken in the bullpen, Bruce Walton, all big league pitchers. It's a great place to be for a pitcher. I'm assuming it's exactly the same in New Hampshire with Sal Fasano and P. Walker.
Absolutely. You learn a lot. Just every day you walk into the clubhouse, you're going to learn something from Sal Fasano and P. Walker. I mean, and this year Pete's going to be in the bullpen in Toronto, and those guys, I'm sure, ecstatic about that, because I had him all year this year, and he was a lot of fun, and, you know, kept everybody loose, and also got a lot of knowledge in the game.
The next step for the guy who goes out and has a good year at AA is obviously the promotion to AAA. But in this organization, AAA is Las Vegas, and a lot of good pitchers go to Las Vegas to die. It's kind of a scary place to pitch.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about it. Never been there myself, but I've seen guys come back frustrated, but I think that's just the nature of the beast, I think, with baseball in general. It doesn't matter where you are. Sometimes you fall into those kind of holes, and I just going to try to go out next year, and wherever I'm at, I don't, you know, it just going to try to work hard and just continue to improve every day, and that's my plan for 2012.
Yeah, embracing the challenge is, I think, the best way to go about it. And I think that's one of the factors in a mindset that gets people to this level. I mean, obviously, as a pro ball player, you've seen a lot of guys fall by the wayside before they even get to AA.
Very true, very true. You just got to, you know, it's a mental grind just as much as it is a physical grind. Just to try to stay positive every day, and definitely being a relief pitcher, like I said, you got a chance every single day, and you can't take out the day before with you the next day. So it's just being able to mentally overcome a lot of failures, actually, in the minor leagues. So
is that the most difficult part of moving from a rotation to a relief, or is it about not having that routine where you know you're going to pitch every fifth day?
Yeah, for me, I really enjoyed the bullpen. The minute I got there, I enjoyed it. You know, just the chance of being, it's almost like being a position player. You got a chance to make an impact every single day for a team to win a baseball game. That's why we're here anyway. So just to get that chance to help out every day is pretty exciting to me.
Tell me a little bit about this rookie orientation minor league camp, whatever they're calling it. First of all, did you expect there to be snow when you landed?
Absolutely. I'm from Alabama. I thought everything north of Tennessee had snow at all times.
Sometimes it does, but you're going to get it after you leave. But what has it been like to be in this place?
It's been awesome. Just landing and seeing the big city. You know, like I said, I'm from Alabama. I'm from Prattville, Alabama. So just really exciting to see all the buildings. I was talking last night to one of the family members. I said, it looks like New York City out here out of my window. You know, so and just to be here at this ballpark. It's a beautiful ballpark and just the stadium and the locker rooms and everything. It's exciting to see.
How does this clubhouse compare to the clubhouse in New Hampshire?
It's a little better. I mean, New Hampshire is not bad, actually, for a minor league ballpark. Been a lot worse, I'll tell you that. But this is definitely a little better, I think.
Yeah, I think so, probably a little bit. Evan, thanks so much for this. Great getting to know you, and hopefully, you know, we'll see you for sure in spring training. Hopefully, we'll get to talk in here a lot more over the course of the next few years.
Yes, sir. I'm excited about it.